Courtney Brown said that the Martians would certainly be arriving on Earth within 2 years. Art Bell immediately asked the question that was presumably haunting the more right-wing anti-immigration listeners among his audience. Art Bell: important question. How many Martians are there? Courtney Brown: it's not going to cause a population problem. We're probably talking enough to populate a reasonable city. Art Bell: that's a small number, really. Courtney Brown: you may say, what is the incentive? Why should we help them? People have actually said to me, forget the altruism of us having a good name in the galaxy. Why should we help anybody? We had trouble accepting Cambodian and Vietnamese refugees at the end of the Vietnam War, so why should we help Martians of all people? Courtney's answer to these earthling isolationists: forget altruism. The Martians have a 150-year technological advantage over us. Imagine if somebody like Saddam Hussein says to them, hey, you want a place to land? Just come on over here. This is why, Courtney Brown stated with some urgency in his voice, it was imperative for the United States government to seize the opportunity and get those Martian ships under NATO command. Get those Martians in through the proper immigration processes. At this point, Art Bell expressed concern that desperate people do desperate things. Even if the Martians were inherently peaceful, perhaps their hopeless living conditions inside the caves of Mars might render them unexpectedly and ungratefully violent when the Americans come to save them. Isn't that essentially what had happened in Grenada and Vietnam? Courtney Brown assured him that he understood his concern, but that this would not happen. Prudence thought Courtney did brilliantly on the Art Bell show. Courtney's charisma leapt off the airwaves and into your lap, she said. You could feel his sincerity and tenderness as he spoke his words. And as Prudence listened to the show that night, her telephone rang. Prue, said the voice, it's Wolfie. Wolfie was, according to Prudence, the internet nickname of a woman called Dee, the fiancé of a Houston-based radio newsreader called Chuck Schrammack. Prudence had met Dee and Chuck in an internet chat room. They had exchanged emails but never spoken in person. Prue, said Dee, there's something you have to see. Chuck got a picture of the Hale-Bopp comet, and there's something next to it. I'm going to send it to you. At that moment, Prudence's email inbox flashed. She opened the attachment to find a photograph. Chuck, Dee said, had taken it from a telescope in his back garden. He was an amateur astronomer. Next to the Hale-Bopp comet, to the right of the frame, there seemed to be some kind of object. When Prudence saw this photograph, she cried. The companion object, she told me, glowed brighter than any star.